So this cord cutting session is to not only create awareness of feelings, ideas, emotions coming up, to release them, it gives a visual. So what I want you to do is imagine, it could be a situation or different situations that maybe have been weighing on you, and maybe there's different emotions that you have, or you've attached yourself to a situation. So the idea is visualizing a cord. And now for me personally, I kind of see the like these attachment cords coming out of my heart center. So if you're into yoga, like that's basically just where your heart is, in the middle of your chest, where we put our hand over our heart to do our self-regulation. That's where I see it, because I'm a very emotional person. So I take things to heart, or like I said, when I feel emotionally heavy, I feel it in my chest. So wherever you feel your emotions and feelings would attach to in your body, that's where the cords would come out of. And just imagine they are attaching to whatever you want to let go of, be it a feeling, be it a situation. So what we're doing is, you can imagine a pair of scissors, a sword, big like tree cutting things. If you feel that it's a cord of attachment that you've held on for a long time, or you're holding on to for dear life, that needs a little bit, right? Again, it's visualization. If it's something small, maybe you just need the scissors. If it's something big and heavy and you need something a little bit more robust, bring that to your mind. This is individualized. So I'm gonna give a few examples. And as I say this, imagine that cord being cut and completely severed. You are no longer attached to that feeling, to that situation. And feel the release in your body from not being attached to it anymore. All right, let's begin. I am now cutting all negative cords and attachments to any self-doubt directed toward myself and or another person or situation. And I heal and transmute that energy back to love. I am now cutting the negative cords and attachments to unloving thoughts toward myself, others, or situation. And allowing that energy to be transmuted back to love. I am now cutting any negative cords and attachments to resentment that I feel towards myself, others, or situation, and allowing it to heal and transmute back to love. I am now cutting the negative cords and attachments to any anger that I feel toward myself, or I'm projecting on others or a situation. And I allow it to heal and transmute in the form of energy back to love. I I am now cutting the negative cords and attachments to sadness, any sadness that I'm feeling toward myself, others, or a situation. And I allow it to heal and transmute back to love. I am now cutting the negative cords and attachments to any disappointment that I'm putting on myself or towards others or a situation, and allowing it to heal and transmute back to love. I am now cutting the negative cords and attachments to any grief that I feel within myself or feel towards another or a situation. And I allow it to heal and transmute back to love. It could be back to love, it could be back to place of love, a feeling of love, whatever feels good for you. Just the idea of cutting something that no longer serves you and not only releasing it, but having a loving intention that it can be something better. I am now cutting the negative cords and attachments to any self-sabotage that I've placed on myself, past or present, and I allow it to heal and transmute back to a feeling of love. And I'm now cutting the negative cords and attachments to any expectations that I hold for myself or others, or towards a situation. And I allow it to heal and transmute back to a feeling of love.